Sabah blessing to all the dear family in the room, and for those that are listening on the phone, we want to welcome you to this blessed Sabbath, which is a high day, and the day that we will have communion. And for all of those dear ones that will be listening to the recording on a later date, we want to also welcome each and every one on this blessed Sabbath, March 28, 2015. We are in lesson number 121 on our study book, The Sign of Ages. We will begin a new chapter. This is chapter 26, entitled At Capernaum. We will begin with opening song, and the song is entitled Sabbath Day. Sabbath day, O rest and cheer, day divine to me so dear. Come, O come to old and young, gathering all for prayer and song. Now the week of toil is o'er, and in peace we sit once more on the Father's ample board, listening to his gracious word. Lord our God, we seek thy face. Bless us with thy saving grace. May thy heralds everywhere clear thy gospel truth declare. Let the mighty world hold sway over men on earth today. Our poor soul, good shepherd, feed into pastures green us lead. May Allah the day be near when we pass from trials here into thy eternal rest in the mansions of the blessed. May Allah this day be near when we pass from trials here into thy eternal rest in the mansions of the blessed. Amen.
Our Father, thank you for us being able to have this blessed day, and thank you for us being able to wake up this morning. Forgive us all for our sins and make our Christ our spirits, and let us be able to help one another and love one another, and let us be able to learn from the scripture study and pray to keep the lesson in our hearts and our minds. Let us be able to walk always with you on our side, and also, you know, that you may help others be able to understand so that they can join in your side also instead of their own. Help us all to also overcome the temptations the devil will use to turn us away with, and also we'll be grateful for the things you've given us that we may be able to be blessed with strength and wisdom. This is my friend's first morning. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture for today's study is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 1, from the King James Version, and it read, "Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum." This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled At Capernaum of our study book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Luke chapter 4, verse 31. "And came down to Capernaum, the city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days." Luke chapter 4, verse 32. "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his words were with power." Luke chapter 7, verse 2. "And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die."
Luke 7, 3. "And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that would come and heal his servant." Luke 7, 4. "And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he shall you should do this. Luke 7:5. For the love loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continue the reading. John 5:1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Matthew 7:28. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these saying, the people were astonished at this doctrine. Matthew 7:29. For he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 252 to 253. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph from below.
Desire of Ages, page 252. At Capernaum, Jesus dwelt in the intervals of his journeys, to and fro, and it came to known as his own city. It was on the shores of the Sea of Galilee and the near borders of the beautiful plain of Gennesaret, if not actually upon it. The deep depression of the lake gives to the plain that skirts its shores the genial climate of the south. Here in the days of Christ flourished the palm trees and the olive. Here were orchards and vineyards, green fields, and brightly blooming flowers in rich luxuriance, all watered by living streams bursting from the cliffs. The shores of the lake and the hills that at a little distance encircled it were dotted with towns and villages. The lake was covered with fishing boats. Everywhere was the stir of busy, active life.
Amen. And a welcome to all the dear family that are just coming in. Question, boys and girls, where did Jesus dwell in the intervals of his journeys to and fro, and it came to be known as his own city? And what is the days of Christ flourish from the cliff on the deep end of the Lake Ains? If it's a question once, blah, blah, blah.
And the palm tree of the olive were here with orchards and vineyards, green fields, and brightly bloom flowers in rich luxuriance, all watered by living stream bursting.
Amen. Well done. Welcome to all the family that are just coming in. We're still reading from Desire of Ages, page 252. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 253. Capernaum itself was well adapted to be the center of the Savior's work. Being on the highway from
Damascus
to Jerusalem and Egypt and to see Mediterranean Sea, it was a great thoroughfare of travel. People from many lands passed through the city or tarried for rest in their journey to and fro.
Desire of Ages, page 252. Here Jesus could meet all the nations and all the ranks, the rich and the great, as well as the poor and the lowly, and his lessons would be carried to other countries and into many households. Investigation of the prophecies would thus be excited, attention would be directed to fear, and is brought before Desire of Ages, page 252, part 3. Hitting the apple Sanhedrin against Jesus, the people eagerly awaited development of his heaven was astir with interest. Angels were preparing for his moving upon man's heart and drawing them to the Savior. Desire of Ages, page 253, paragraph 1.
Amen. Well done, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, and mommies and daddies. Why was Capernaum itself well suited to be the center of the Savior's work? And how did the angels help his mission among the people? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer, it was well adapted being on the highway from Damascus to Jerusalem and Egypt and to the Mediterranean Sea. It was a great thoroughfare of traveling. Travel people from many islands passed through the city, and angels were preparing the way for his ministry. moving upon men's heart and drawing them to the Savior.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Psalms, and that is located in Psalms 119, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study.
Desire Ages, page 253. In Capernaum, the nobleman's son, whom Christ had healed with the witness of his power, and the court officials and his household joyfully testified of their faith. When it was known that the teacher himself was among them, the whole city was aroused. Flocked to his presence. On the Sabbath, the people crowded the synagogue until great numbers had to flee, unable to find entrance. Desire Age, page 253, paragraph 2.
All who heard the Savior were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. He taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe, as the scribes. Luke chapter 4, verse 32, Matthew chapter 7, verse 29. The teaching of the scribes and elders was cold and formal, like a lesson learned by rote. To them, the word of God possessed no vital power. Their own ideas and traditions were substituted for its teaching. In the accustomed round of service, they professed to explain the law, but no inspiration from God stirred their own hearts or the hearts of the hearers. Desire of Ages, page 253, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Who was a witness to Christ's power in Capernaum? And what did all who heard the Savior's word utter? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the nobleman's son whom Christ had healed and were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. He taught them as one having authority and not as the...
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 13 to 15. Thank you.
Desire of Ages, page 253. Jesus had nothing to do with the various subjects of dissensions among the Jews. It was his work to present the truth. His words shed a flood of light upon the teachings of patriots and prophets, and the scriptures came to men as a new revelation. Never before had his hearers perceived such a depth of meaning in the word of God.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Did Jesus have anything to do with the various subjects of dissension among the Jews? And how did his hearer regard the words that he spoke? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is no. It was his work to present the truth. His word shed a flood of light upon the teaching of patriarchs and prophets, and the scriptures came to men as a new revelation, and they had never before perceived such a depth of meaning in the word of God.
Desire of Ages, page 253. Jesus met the people on their own ground as one who was acquainted with their perplexities. He made true beautiful, represented it in the most direct and simple way. His language was pure, refined, and clear as a running stream. His voice was as music to those who had listened to the monotonous tones of the rabbis, but while his teaching was simple, he spoke as one having authority. This characteristic set his teaching in contrast with that of all others. The rabbis I spoke with doubt and hesitancy, as if the scriptures might be interpreted to mean one thing or exactly the opposite. The hearers were daily involved in great uncertainty. But Jesus taught the scriptures as of unquestionable authority. Whatever his subject, it was presented with power, as if his voice could not be controverted. Desire of Ages, page 253, paragraph 5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, how did Jesus meet the people on their own ground? And how did he speak as well as teach the scripture to these hearers? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, as one who was acquainted with the perplexities, he made true beautiful by presenting it in the most direct and simple way, and as of unquestionable authority, wherever his subject, it was presented with power as if his word could not be controverted.
Amen. Let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John, and that is located on John chapter 8, 6 and 7 from the King James Version.
Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me, he is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. The Father hath not left me alone. The living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, and I seek the final glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory is in him. The same is true. And no one righteousness is in him. No one righteousness is in him. When he hath lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me, he is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. John chapters 8, 6 and 7.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is the same promise to us, dear ones. We should not get involved in any controversy, but we must continue to be focused and share the word of God, which brings hope, and also it brings peace, and it can be able to bring also an awakening to the condition that all people are, wherever they may be, the Lord will meet them. So, dear ones, we have finished our children's Sabbath school lesson, but at this very moment, we have story time for all the little ones. So gather all the little ones very close to the mic, for our dear brother Ray will be the one to narrate it. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels.
Good morning, boys and girls. Here we are from Fernley, Nevada. Well, the story goes, and he, Jacob, dreamed, and behold, that means he saw, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. That's a long ladder. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Genesis 28:12. In this speck of a world, speck. Boys and girls, do you know what a speck is? It's something very small when compared with something very big. Our world is a very small speck in God's great universe. In this speck of a world, the heavenly universe manifests the greatest interest. Yet, we come in contact with the busy activities of our cities. We mingle with the multitudes in the crowded thoroughfares, that's the shopping centers. We enter marts of trade, that's Wall Street, and walk the streets and through all, from morning till evening, the people act as if business, sport, and pleasure were all there were to life. As if this world were all that is to occupy the mind. How few contemplate the unseen agencies. How few think about God and the angels who are watching them. All heaven is intensely interested. Intense means very much. All heaven is intensely interested in human beings who are so full of activity and yet have no thought of the unseen. Sometimes the heavenly agent intelligences, that's the angels, draw aside the curtain that hides the unseen world that our minds may be withdrawn from the hurry and rush. That means our attention is taken from our daily activities and we get to see heavenly things. The prophets got to see, experience this when they were given dreams or visions. And consider that there are witnesses to all we do and say when engaged in business who think or when we think ourselves alone. See, the angels are watching whether we know it or not. These heavenly beings are ministering angels, and they frequently disguise themselves in the form of human beings. This means they come and visit us and look just like human beings, another person. And as strangers, converse or talk with those who are engaged in the work of God. In lonely places, they have been the companions of travelers in peril. In tempest-tossed ships, they have spoken words to allay fear and inspire hope in the hour of danger. Take away fear. That means they try to calm the people down and give them hope. Now, this next sentence is a strange one to me. I looked in the Spirit of Prophecy in about 5 different places. It's there. Many under different circumstances have listened to the voices of the inhabitants of other worlds. Time and again, heavenly beings have been the leaders of armies. They have been sent forth to cleanse away pestilences. That could mean that take away sickness. They have eaten at the humble board of families. Angels have eaten at the table of God's people. Jesus came and ate at Abraham's table when he visited him before the destruction of Sodom. And often have they appeared as weary travelers in need of shelter for the night. Heavenly angels are cooperating with us in every good work, and thus earth is connected with heaven. Sons and Daughters, page 37. And he, Jacob, dreamed, and behold, that means he saw a ladder set up on the earth, and the top reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of the Lord ascending and descending on it. Genesis 28, verse 12. Thank you again for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is very true, dear brethren. Last night, when we was in our service on Friday night, we also had discussed the attendant angels that when Joseph was going through his journey, not only in Egypt, but how active they are in our circumstances. We are not alone, dear ones. Angels are all around, especially they are helpers. The Lord allow angels to watch over his people, especially those that are heroes of salvation. So, dear one, isn't that a beautiful promise that even though we have the greatest parents in the heavens, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we also have helping angels that will be on our side. We learned yesterday and also in the Word of God that we have an angel in our left side, which is the one that records every situation in our life. And also, as we become Christians and give the Lord our hearts, even an angel is given to us to be on our right side, to be able to impress our hearts and be able to move according to the dictate of our Savior as He's mediated in the most holy place. We have come to the end of our study, dear ones. Next week, we will continue with part two in our study entitled A Capernaum of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear little ones, mommies or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, voila.
If we could all kneel as far as possible before Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely into another week, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to meet with you today, dear Father, again on this blessed Sabbath day. Lord, I want to thank you for bringing us all together, each and every one of us, dear Father. I pray that you forgive us all of our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body that is not of you. And thank you for tugging at our hearts, dear Father God, so that we can continue to want to know more of you, to seek of you, and to just be in your midst, dear Father, I pray. I pray that you bless this home church, dear Father, I pray, and each and every one of the attendees, those that are listening over the phone, those that will be listening to the recording at a later time. You know all of our situations, dear Father God, even before we can lift them in prayers. And I pray that you give us a spiritual discernment so that we could pray for all things in your name. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. I pray that you will send your Holy Spirit to be in each and every one of our homes or wherever we are at this time worshiping, dear Father God, so that we can all be in fellowship and spirit, dear Father, I pray. And give us an understanding of all that is that we are going to partake of today. Once again, Lord, thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For all the dear brethren that are coming in, we have just ended our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And next week, that will be April 4, 2015, we will continue part two of chapter 26 entitled A Capernaum. We would like to thank all the dear brethren that participated in today's study. Hope and pray that you all were blessed and may continue with the activities as a family to be able to open up dialogue to speak about the lessons and all that the children may have in their thought as Christ will teach each one at his feet. May you all have a blessed Sabbath on this high day, and welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in for the first time. We want to welcome each and every one of you. God bless.